This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Appreciation, was delivered on May 2nd, 2021. Here now is Pastor Scott.
That was really good, man. Hey, May. I really think of May as an appreciation month because As you know, this week is Teachers Appreciation Week, right? So how many teachers do we have here? I know we have Scott. Where's Scott? Scott, he's a teacher. What about you homeschool teachers? Stand up. All you teachers, stand up. All you teachers. All you, even your homeschool teachers, stand up. Oh. Cheryl, I don't see Cheryl back there. She's hiding. Oh, there she is, already standing. All right. So, this is Teachers Appreciation. Aurelia, thank you, teachers, because this is Teachers Appreciation Week. And it starts off with that. Then, next week is what's next week? What? Really? No. Yes, it's Mother's Day. I can never forget Mother's Day, Boys' Day. Sorry, yeah, it's Boys' Day too, but I can never forget Mother's Day because my mother's birthday, and sometimes it actually falls on Mother's Day. And so I get like a double, a two for one, one gift for two occasions. Terrible, I mean. But my mother is no longer with us, and I miss her. So if you have your mother, make sure you remember her next week. And then so we got Teacher's Day, we got Mother's Day, then we got Police Week. Don't forget your police officer, firefighters, all those guys. And then we end the month with Memorial Day. So and each week we get to kind of talk about something and honor a group of people. And that's why I think of May as, man, May is a month that we really get to point out certain people in our community who actually make a difference. You know, for this week, teachers, I mean, telephone. Teachers, you know, they gotta really get creative now and try and see how they can teach online, how they can teach group A and group B, and how they can teach to certain, where did they leave off on the Monday, Wednesday, and Tuesday, and Thursday? And it was like, how do you, juggle all that? And on top of it all, you know, with the students trying to learn from distancing, like online, I can guarantee you now, all the guys on Facebook right now, they're in the kitchen cooking breakfast while they're trying to listen to the sermon. Right? How many of you do that when you have Zoom meetings? You're here and there, but not like here. You're here, but you're not here when you're on Zoom. I mean, I actually fell asleep during a Zoom meeting, and I hope my camera wasn't on, man. I did some Zoom classes, and I see people they're like, oh, and so it's not easy to keep the attention of those of you who are on Facebook. So for those of you on Facebook, wake up! Sorry if I scared you, but just had to get their attention. You know, to appreciate someone, I believe, is more than words, more than saying I appreciate you. I believe to show appreciation is show in our action. You know, I can tell my wife, I appreciate you, but do absolutely nothing to show it. How then would she receive my words when I say, oh, honey, I appreciate you, but just do nothing? You know, yesterday she wasn't her schooling thing, and she came home late. We ate dinner, and she said, oh, I'm tired. So what did I do? I said, well, you just gotta wash the dishes and you can go to sleep. No, I said, I'll wash the dishes, honey. When I got to the sink, I didn't realize that my daughter left the dishes from all day in the sink. But that's okay. That's okay. I wash the dishes anyway. And the way I always like to tell this to people, if you don't have dirty dishes, you don't have a messy house, then there's no life in that house. Seriously. So when you, parents, when you're cleaning up the mess of your children or your spouse, just be thankful, because you could be single all by yourself and nobody to clean up after, but lonely maybe. But so I said, honey, I'll get the dishes. So I washed the dishes only so I could use it as an example today. No, I'm just kidding. You know, appreciation to me is like love. It's not a feeling, but I believe it's an action. I believe if you truly love someone, you would show it in your actions. Same with appreciation. It will show in our actions. You know, every Sunday morning, I get a bunch of guys to come here early in the morning, set up the sound system, cook some rice, chop some stuff to make your fried rice. How many of you like that fried rice? Yeah? It's good. So, and I appreciate these guys so much. And I try to show it sometimes by washing that rice pot, but sometimes they don't let me. Really, they say, no, I got it. And it's like, come on, let me do my share. No, relax. Like this morning, I actually got to wash the rice pot. It feels so good to show them that I appreciate it by jumping in and helping out. It's so wonderful, and I believe that I do tell them I appreciate them. And maybe if you can figure out a better way I can show my appreciation for you, let me know. I'll go buy you breakfast if you need on Sunday morning. For me, appreciation is, I am so grateful for this church family who loves God and who loves me. And the way I show my appreciation for you is I try to do my very best to prepare, study, to prepare a spiritual meal for you each week. And if you know me, I am not the best student. I'm not the best reader. I'm not the best studying person. And that's kind of like out of my comfort zone. In fact, if you know me, I would do almost anything to get out of the office. You know, Ron needed some woodwork help the other day. Oh, out of that office, you know. Flat. This is a church member. He needs my help. I am out of my office, dirty hands, splinters and all. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes. And now I cannot get out of my office to go cut my own grass. That wouldn't be right. But if you needed your grass cut, then hey, maybe you better try give me a call, and I might say, thank you. I just needed to get out of my office. Yeah? It's like, so to show my appreciation for you, I try my very best, because I believe that you deserve my very best, right? You wouldn't want me to preach the same message each week because it was just so easy, so much easier to. And by the time the fifth week comes around, I got this message down. I don't even look at the notes. But would you be tired of eating the same spiritual food every week? Kind of like, yeah, I heard that last week. I heard that the week before. And I heard that the week before. He's feeding us the same thing. How many of you can eat leftovers the whole week? Come on, somebody, raise your hand. Nobody? How many of you after the third day, it's dog food? Yeah? Well, how many? You know, when you have a pig, oh man, it is just so handy. All those rotten avocados, man, the pig loves. Yes. I mean, when I had my little pig, I actually ran out of leftovers. I had to give him dog food. But yeah, I cannot keep feeding you the same thing week after week. So that's why I study so that I can present you with a different type of meal each week. And today I want to give you a glimpse of what it can be like to truly appreciate those around you. Not for the sake of getting something out of it now, right? But for the sake of giving something away. So, you know, today's message is for you. If you're willing to hear and obey, it might cost you something. All right? It might cost you something. So if you choose to listen and obey, take this challenge, then remain seated. But if you don't want it, then, well, Shaq, lock the gates, please. Two ways I look at appreciation: to be thankful for and to add value to. So number one, we appreciate to be thankful for. You know, we be thankful for what? Who do you appreciate? What do you appreciate? What do you appreciate about them? Or what do you appreciate in life? Psalms 106:1, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his loving kindness is everlasting. Now, in Psalms 106, it covers the events from the Exodus all the way to the Babylonian captivity. It tells us to give thanks, for God is good. His love and his kindness is everlasting, meaning his grace gives us not what we deserve. Imagine that. His grace gives us not what we deserve. It's merciful. And I was reading about grace this weekend. It was about the parable of the landowners. Remember that parable? We were reading it in Matthew. It's about that the landowner went into the marketplace early in the morning, seen some guy standing around. Hey, you need to work. Yeah, go out and go pick some grapes in, and I'll pay you at the end of the day. Then he went back out again at 9 o'clock, seen some guy standing around. Go work, and I'll pay you. Then again at 12 and 3, and go work. And then at 5 o'clock, he's seen some guy standing around. Why wasn't working? Oh, nobody hired us. I tell BS, nobody hired you. You was just hangover and sleeping in all day. And then it's like, whoa, but that's not what that parable was about. It was about God's grace and about serving God all your life versus the guy on the cross who said, remember me, Jesus, when you come into your own. And Jesus said, today you'll be in paradise with me. It's about God's grace. So even if you serve God all your life, or the last hour of your life you receive him, you still get into heaven. And that was God's grace. And I love about God's grace. And I'm thankful for God's grace. And, you know, given that appreciation, thankfulness, and that I think automatically God would be at the top of that list, right? And you think, what do you appreciate about God? And for one thing, number one, I appreciate his grace, because he has mercy for me. I appreciate his salvation, the salvation he gives me. I appreciate that he forgives me. But what are we grateful, or who do we appreciate? Or do we even appreciate the things that we go through, like the trials? Man, how many of you, you know, we got problems, right, in this world? And how many of you got trials or got issues, like, every week? Right? And if you don't have trials every week, check your pulse. Yeah? I mean, for those of you who have trials every week, I say that means you're on the right path because the enemy is attacking you every week. But do we appreciate the trials? And Jesus, and it says this in the Bible, for the joy set before him, the joy set before him endured the cross. Now, why would the scripture say that about Jesus? Do you think it actually was joyful for him to get beaten beyond recognition and then nailed to a cross? Could you imagine the pain? I mean, I shot my finger with the nail gun, and that hurt. But he got spikes in his hands and his feet. And the scripture said, for the joy set before him endured the cross. It's like, shoot. And the reason I think he could be joyful for that is it was because of the outcome, the result of going to the cross was for you and I, being reconciled to God because of what Jesus endured for me and for my sins. And I appreciate that, and I'm grateful for that. And how do I repay that? I try to be obedient. I try to preach his word. I try to get more people to follow him, to serve him, to understand him, and to draw closer to him. And I think that's how I show my gratitude, my appreciation to God for what he has done for me. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross because he could see past the cross to see one day, like, wow, one day that rotten guy, Scott Shiroma, is going to come and he's going to follow me. And that brought him joy to suffer. And when we suffer, if we focus on the suffering, yeah, we'll suffer. But if we look beyond the suffering to the outcome, then maybe we might be like James, who says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials. All right, so number two, appreciate is to increase in value. Who do we need to let know, and what and why do we appreciate it? You know, when you, how many of you own a house? How many of you, your houses went appreciated in value? Unless you're like down in, what was that, Leilani or whatever, where the lava came, then probably not so much. But if you live on this side or away from the lava, especially now, you see all the houses coming up. The houses appreciate in value. I mean, you can hardly go wrong owning a house. On the other hand, if you own a car, they say as soon as you drive it off the lot, it depreciates in value. When you hang around your coworkers for 8 hours a day, maybe 10, maybe 12, you work with them all day. At the end of the day, do they appreciate in value or they depreciate in value? Oh, I cannot hang around Scott. He's like too much. Every single word out of his mouth, he preaches and he condemns me. Sound like some people you know? We can love Jesus so much that we could turn people off by the way we preach. When you come here, when you come to New Hope East Hawaii, how many of you leave like depressed and rejected and like, oh my gosh, I am not going to make it to heaven because pastor's words are just so harsh. I cannot take it. How many of you leave here feeling appreciated? The point is, we want to let you leave here in better shape, better value. We want your value after leaving here to appreciate because of the words, not what I say, because of what God says. How many of you have your Bibles with you? How many of you have your Bible apps with you? So open up your Bible app to Acts 4. I love this scripture. Acts 4:13. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Okay? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Written by Dr. Luke. Acts 4:13. Now, as they observe, you know, the Pharisees, Sadducees, they observe the confidence of Peter, John. Oh, they left out James this time. Oh, bummer. Sorry, James. Now, as they observe the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated, untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. Now, if you hang around Jesus enough, your value will go through the roof. Maybe not in the world standards, but in God's eyes. Hanging around Jesus will make you a better worker, make you a better husband, make you a better wife, student, child, neighbor, family member, friend. Hanging around Jesus should add your value all around. And when people hang around you, because you have been with Jesus, it should add to their value too. So when you hang around Jesus, you appreciate in value. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing. To encourage, parakaleo in the Greek. Power to call, kaleo beside, to build, to strengthen, to call beside and strengthen. Family members, friends, do your words, your actions build up one another? Does it tear them down? When you leave people's presence, do they have to go see a doctor now because you just bust them all up? Or when you leave people's presence, they feel, oh, I feel so good. I feel encouraged. I feel empowered. I feel so much better because I was hanging around these people. Hebrews 3:13, but encourage one another day after day as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. The writer was trying to keep people from falling away from their walk with Christ. So he instructed them to continuously encourage each other every day. And we like to do that. But it's hard to do that if you don't come to church, or if you hide, or if soon as that last note is struck on the guitar, boom, you are vapor. Like not even a trail. You're out of that gate before we could say hallelujah. I'm on the way to eat my lunch. Right? How can we encourage you if you don't get up and come to men's ministry at 5:30 in the morning? What if you woke up every morning and someone told you, you are so good looking. Today, you will conquer every obstacle that comes your way. You are incredible, amazing, and you are loved by many. How would you feel starting the day with words like that? Wouldn't it be great? You'd probably feel better. Say, oh, you can sleep in today. No, but if you woke up with positive words being spoken to you, wouldn't it be good? And that's why I like to get up early and read my Bible, because I can find so many good gems and so many words of encouragement there. Ephesians 4:29. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as good for edification, according to the need of the moment. You know, for every moment, there's a need for a certain word. Sometimes we love to say, I told you so. How many of you are like, I told you so? And that's not what they needed to hear, right? Especially when you told them, don't do that. They do that, they get hurt, they lose. I told you so. That's not the word for the moment, right? Don't worry about it. Let's figure this out and let's get through this together. With you and me and God with us, we can tackle any problem. We got this. It's going to be all right. So much better than I told you so. How many of you like to use I told you so people? Yeah? Yeah. Remember Paul? Don't sail. It's a bad season to sail. Don't go. And then what? They got shipwrecked and Paul said, I told you so. The words that proceed from your mouth, is it graceful, seasoned with salt? Like Colossians 4:6, let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person. So the words that you speak, that proceed out of your mouth, is it graceful? Is it seasoned with salt? Or is it filled with ghost pepper spray? Huh? Right, like that sausage Uncle Ted made with the ghost pepper extract. And James said he fried it and he started to cough in his house. And I didn't believe him, so I did it myself. And it happened to me, and James was there. He would have said, I told you so. Is your speech like ghost pepper spray? Oh, crying, hurt. Or is it seasoned with salt and with grace? I want you to leave here today better for being here. In fact, I want that for you every single week. I want you to leave here better than when you came in. And I want you to take this message and go out and encourage everyone you come in contact with. How many of you are going to go grocery shopping? How many Sundays is your grocery shopping day? Anybody? Nobody. Okay, two, maybe three. Yeah. So, you know, when I go to the grocery store, I tell the cashier, thank you so much. Because, you know, you realize that they got to touch everything that the customers touch. Everything that they touch and they put in the cart, that cashier got to touch every single one of those things. And if somebody has germs, well, where do you think that germs is going to go? Is it going to fall, drop dead before it reaches the cashier? I don't think so. So when I go to the grocery store, I say, thank you so much. I realize that you touch everything that the people touch. And it's not an easy job. So thank you so much. How many of you are going to go out to eat to a restaurant after church? So you can appreciate your waiter or waitress by thanking them, by tipping them, and by saying, you know what, thank you for I mean, thank you for working through this pandemic, because how many of you like to go out to eat? I mean, I do, right? And when all the restaurants was closed, it's like, oh, man, where do we go? Couldn't go nowhere to cook and eat the same food week after week. I only have so many things in my menu. But when they opened up, man, I was so happy to be able to go out and eat. It was just so nice. And I would tell the waiter, waitress, thank you so much. Encourage, give an encouraging word to your server. Tell your spouse, your children, what you appreciate about them, your neighbor, your coworkers. The thing is, I don't want you to just leave here and do nothing, right? This is not a hard thing to do, right? How many of you think that you could add value to the people around you? And everybody, you better raise your hand. Okay. So go out and add value to those you hang around with, so that when they look at the other people, like, oh, I recognize them because they was hanging around Scott and Walt and James and Doc. And it reflects because those guys spend time with Jesus. So I want you to do that. Amen. We're going to continue right now, and we're going to take communion. Oh, it's getting a little bit late. Sorry, guys. So, Pastor Aaron is coming to do communion. Would you welcome Pastor Aaron? He got me back for taking off last week. He made me do everything this week.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. So we are going to take communion. So if you haven't got your cups and the elements yet, at the table over there, you want to grab them real fast, okay? Well, I do want to say I appreciate you guys. I always look forward to coming here and being with you and serving God on Sunday mornings. And I think I speak on behalf of everybody here this morning, as well as everybody in Facebook land, that we really appreciate our pastor, don't we? And we tell him thank you right now for all that he does. I've been with many leaders. I've had many good leaders in my life, and I believe at this point in my life, I get the best one God has given us. So we really appreciate you, Pastor Scott. Thank you for all that you do, for being the example that you are. Now, I also, there's one really, really great appreciation in my life, one that I came to know when I was 5 years old, and I'm really grateful for that, but I really appreciate Jesus Christ. I appreciate Father God who gave his son so that I could have eternal value in my life. That's what Jesus did, and that one act of love, of the greatest love that could ever be shown. Jesus took a worthless life, worthless temporary life like mine, and he gave it eternal value. And that's what we do when we come together on the first Sundays of the month and do this thing that we call communion. That's what it's all about, is saying that we remember, we appreciate you, Jesus. We give value and just in an effective way, as the church called New Hope East Away, we get to do this. So that's what we're doing right now. And it says that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. And I should have had this open already. How many times we do this, yeah? But he took the bread, and he broke it, and he passed it out, and he said, this is my body that was broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Will you take of the bread? And then it says that in the same manner he took the cup, and he said, this is my blood that was poured out for the redemption of your sins. We take a drink of the cup. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come this morning and we do want to say we appreciate you for who you are. You're a wonderful, wonderful God. And this morning, as we take of communion, Lord, we just want to say thank you for Jesus Christ. And as we remember, Lord, how much you loved us by allowing your Son to lay down his life to give our worthless lives eternal meaning, eternal value. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Don't ever let us forget in everything that we do, Lord. Don't ever let us forget how good you are and how much you loved us. We appreciate you, Lord, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Aaron. Would you stand and join us? We're going to sing our last song and then dismiss you to go and add value to others. So stand up with me.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keaau, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. During this phase of the COVID pandemic, we're recommending that people meet online to avoid potential virus spread. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.